When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is a Nintendo PowerCast Mini. I'm your host, N64 Josh, with Nightcrawler. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going? Crawler coming at you.
And we're just going to jump right into this thing. The TMNT Cowabunga Collection Limited Edition Collector Set was announced today. Let's bring up the photo here. If you guys are watching along with us, you can see there's all kinds of goodies. I immediately pre-ordered it because I'm a massive Ninja Turtles fan. I love the classic artwork. As soon as I saw the Technodrome, I was like, I don't care what's in this. I need it. Now, the funny thing is I'm probably never going to open this thing. It's probably going to go right to my shelf as a Switch game. But Turtles games hold a very special place in my heart. It's the first game I ever stayed up all night playing. One of the few games that I could play over and over and over again after I beat it, because I was such a huge Turtles fan. And so this was a no-brainer for me. No Steelbook, which makes me sad. And if I'm honest, I'm going to buy this game digitally so that I have it on my Switch at all times anyway, right? There's enough content there that I'm like, yeah, this is I'll double dip on this one. But price tag, $149.99. And Crawler said, no, son, I am not getting this one.
For the time being, I mean, you might whittle me down. I don't know. It's a $40 game to buy it outright, I think, both digitally and physically. So their Konami is saying that this is $110 worth of stuff. It's a 150-page art book, which I think is probably the biggest seller for me if I were to pull the trigger. That and the enamel pins that you see down there in the bottom, the acrylic statue-esque kind of thing. It's like multi-layered
diorama, so, man. Diorama.
It's cool, but like that's probably where the money, quote unquote, is in this. I don't know. It's a cloth poster, which is interesting. I don't know if that's just like...
Okay, ready? I'm going to read it. Here's everything. Original box art by Kevin Eastman. Cloth poster by Kevin Eastman. TMNT Turtles in Time, 16 by 24 inches. And it has at Kevin Eastman. Acrylic diorama, enamel pin set, 12 tournament fighter cards, and 180-page art book. He's just shaking his head. He's just nodding. This to me screams Nickelodeon has not been profitable in years, and they're trying to find something that's gonna make investors happy again.
Yeah, I mean, this in my eyes is $100 collectors. I mean, the 150 price tag is steep. I mean, maybe 120 would be a little bit more knee jerk for me. But it just seems like it's not a lot of substantial stuff. Like it's a very expensive collector's edition. I bought Elden Ring collectors. It popped up on sale later on. I think that was like $180, but you get like a full on big statue. You get a hardbound art book with it. You get the soundtrack. Like this is cool and all, but like I feel like the artwork is going to be, because of who's making the game, I feel like the artwork is going to be in the game for us to view. Maybe not because of this collector's edition, but a better physical item, I think, than the acrylic diorama would be a little bit better. But I don't know. The pins in the art book are the two coolest things, I think, for me.
Honestly, the thing that sold me the most, the only thing that I saw when I made my pre-order, was the artwork on the cardboard box. That was it. That's all I could see. And I was like, no, I'm good. That's like, because it's a Switch game, because it's Turtles, because it's all of my, like, all of the my favorites, right? I mean, everybody's favorites, of course.
Yep.
I'm like, yeah, I'm here for it.
It's the classic Turtles artwork too, which is
very much so. Yeah, I mean, Raph honestly looks like, you look, it's gritty. It's very gritty. And so I mean, I like all that. Like, I think it's, I think it's great. I honestly don't really care to open it and see any of that stuff. It is literally a collector's piece for me, you know?
Where's, like, the Pizza Hut coupon in there? Like,
right? Yeah.
They missed an opportunity.
They totally did. They totally did. I wonder if Pizza Hut's still going to be in the game, in the NES game. If they made any modifications to that, or if they just left the advertisement in there. Which, speaking of, that's Microsoft's leading the way. No, I'm just kidding. We'll talk about that on another show. But yeah. So I got the pre-order at Target, Amazon, GameStop,
Best Buy,
and some other retailers have their links starting today, according to Konami. And then looking through the tweets, like the replies, they're like, order it online anywhere games are sold. And then there's like literally this tweet right here is just like,
if you're an athlete, you know, the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Not available on Amazon. It just shows the Xbox and the PlayStation regular versions, you know. So, but here's the other thing. The other tweet was like, this doesn't include the game. Like, somebody asked that. And I mean, their
does
description,
it say the game up there?
The description does not have the game
listed. Wow. That's a whoops. I think the game is included per is, no, all
they,
the
Kon, yeah. Konami they did confirm, it said it does include the game, but like
that tweet didn't get through QA very well.
They ran out of characters. They definitely ran out of characters. So, and they could have just tagged Eastman like earlier to save, anyway, whatever. So it does indeed include the game. But I do wish that
we still don't have a release date for this. The placeholder is still December 31st at the end of the year.
Shredder's I'm getting it January 6th of 2023.
Shredder's Revenge is still coming out this year, so we don't have release dates for either of those going into this. I feel like we're going to get this collection before we get Shredder's Revenge. But it's interesting that they released this without a date at this point. I don't think this would be an E3 press conference kind of thing, since they showed it off at a PlayStation event first. It was confirmed within the hour, I think, after the PlayStation State of Play that it was coming to all platforms. And yet it's 13 games that have been done for many, many years. So it's not like they're just finalizing the collection at this point, and we still don't have a release date. So it's interesting.
Yeah, it's very odd. There's so much. I mean, it's right up there with the, as far as stuff hitting retail that's being very odd. Where's the Min Min amiibo? There's a placeholder on
and Best Buy in 10 days.
10 days it's out, and there's no, you can't pre-order it.
It's going to be a Game & Watch situation where was it the Mario or the Zelda one that was like
Mario?
You could pre-order it the 4 hours before it went live or something like that. It was crazy. So I feel like that we're kind of getting in that situation with the Min Min thing, but this one, I think we should see it. I would think sooner. It's definitely a summer, as before June, July. I mean,
My gut feeling is the reason this game is semi-delayed or whatever, not, you know, we haven't, right here. They're trying to get all this stuff printed.
Supply chain stuff.
And made up. And that's the, because it says image not final, subject to change, right? So we don't know. We don't know what that's going to mean exactly. So I don't know. Again, it's weird for me to see like the Nickelodeon logo with Turtle stuff, when especially when it was all Konami and Ultra and everything like that. But I understand the licenses change hands. There also could be a price to having Eastman do some of this work, being the OG creator of the Turtles. And I mean, and I've been on a Turtles kick lately. I finished up an episode of Halo, or like after the first episode of Halo on Paramount Plus, there's a Turtles documentary. So then I immediately was watching that, you know, and the Toys That Made Us has a great Turtles documentary mm-hmm. as well. So if you're looking for things to kind of wet your turtle whistle, if that's a thing, go check those two things out. The Toys That Made Us and the documentary. So, and I do love seeing this artwork, but I imagine he comes at a price as well, which may be part of the reason that they're leaning into his, you know, his branding plus the Turtles branding. And then I mean, there is a fair amount of
he's getting $50 for each, each piece. Yeah. That's where the $50 is coming in.
That may be the case. So, but yeah, I'm just like any kind of news we get about this game, I'm like, can we talk about this? Do I get a chance to talk about Turtles again? Like, I just want to talk about Turtles, you know? So I like Turtles, right? Here it comes. I can feel it. Where's it at? Where's the
pizza dude's got 30 seconds.
Yeah, there it is. Love it. Crawler's got sound effects for days. So there you go, you guys. This is an NPC mini. Thank you so much for listening. We got an exciting show planned for this Thursday, so make sure to come hang out for that. And Crawler, where can people find you real quick?
Best spot to find me is on Twitter. I quote tweeted this whole tweet today with I'm excited for the game, but it's a little rich for my blood. So
it was a get off my yard, get out of my, get off the.
I've been buying too many expensive things lately, you know, Lego and all sorts of other stuff. It's a problem, but I mean, Nightcrawler 724, Nightcrawler without the E, that's the best spot. And then Discord is always active. So n64josh.com/Discord.
There you go. All the links are in the description, you guys. Thank you for listening, and we will see you in the next one.